Records management came into sharp relief last fall when President Obama issued a presidential memorandum on managing government records on November 28th of 2011. This raised requirements for all federal agencies. With us here today is Sue Trombley, Managing Director of Consulting at Iron Mountain, and she's going to share her views on how agencies can respond by building a strong records management program. Sue, taking the President's memorandum into account, what are the new must-have elements for an agency's records management program?
Well, I'm not sure that they are new elements, but they're certainly getting more attention as a result of the memorandum, and now, most recently, with the directive that came out on August 24th. So I think first and foremost, an agency needs a strategy or a roadmap to plan the future. And I think this is even more relevant now that we know that we have some hard deadlines ahead of us to manage electronic records, in particular, managing permanent electronic records in an electronic format by 2019, and then email needs to be managed by 2016. So if you don't have a roadmap, it's going to be hard to make sure that you have all the resources and technology, whatever else you need, in order to make those dates. So a strategy, roadmap, number one. Ongoing governance and staffing, adequate staffing, are key to the success of the program as well. And I think it's encouraging that part of the directive is actually calling out the need for that kind of leadership in the name of a senior agency official. We also need to communicate effectively records management policies to all of our employees, regardless of where they sit. And we know agencies aren't all located in the DC area. You could be spread around the United States. You've got to make sure that your retention schedule is as best as it can be, that it represents your entire business of the agency. It represents all media, paper and electronic. And ideally, it's in a less granular format, more big buckets to help users understand it and to be better able to use those classification systems inside of your electronic management. Other must-haves include legal hold and Freedom of Information Act processes in place, ample training, and audit processes so an agency can inspect what you expect. Otherwise, you don't know what's happening, you can't defend your program. And a recent Iron Mountain benchmark report found that over 4,000 respondents said that 80% have a good formal policy in place, but only 15% actually end up measuring it. So there's a great gap between commitment and practice, and that's something that agencies can't afford to have happen going forward.
So, given your unique vantage point, you certainly must have some great tips and advice for agencies on the keys to records management success. Can you share some of those with us?
Certainly. I've had the privilege to spend time with a number of agencies since the beginning of the year, and I feel that collaboration really is fundamental to success. Records officers and staff, and now our newly designated senior agency official who needs to be named by November 15th, according to the directive, really must form those relationships with IT, with the continuity of operations planning group, with legal, FOIA officers, your training resource, business units, and any other stakeholders who can help make records management happen. It's so important that your voice as a records manager is heard and that you're involved in the decisions that affect records, particularly when it comes to technology. You may be considering the cloud for email or SharePoint for managing some of those electronic records. So you need to get into the mix as soon as possible. And I also think that it helps to collaborate between agencies or amongst agencies. Some of you are farther along in your maturity model than others, and it's really helpful to see what good looks like and what works and what does not. If you are going to implement a system-driven process to manage the lifecycle of records, it's really important to develop those consistent policies and make sure that you can apply them to both your physical and electronic records. And again, I think this becomes even more relevant given the demands of the directive. I think we need to keep in mind that the most successful records management programs engage users early and often. We can't say that enough. Training through marketing campaigns and educational resources is really a key to success. And a long-term commitment to continuing to market the program so it isn't forgotten. It makes all the difference in sustainability. Faithful stewardship is huge in any successful records management program. We need a leader, and I think, again, the senior agency official will be that leader, but success always starts from the top down. We've not seen a whole lot of success with programs that have been really pushed from the bottom up. And auditing. I said you need to inspect what you expect. This is so important because you're taking the time to write the policy, write procedures, educate your staff. You have to measure whether or not you can actually comply with those policies. We never want to write policy that your employees can't comply with. So it's so important to make sure that you're constantly monitoring, remediating, adjusting, whatever it takes to make sure that you can meet your expectation. And lastly, I think perseverance is key. Some of your colleagues have succeeded in building schedules with bigger buckets and have received NIRA's approval. Some of them have implemented content management systems like SharePoint. And some have actually been able to build staff levels even when there are constrained budgets in order to fully round out the records management program. It's not easy, but we believe it can be done, and we've seen it get done.
Okay, so if, as the president said, agencies must assess the state of their current records management programs and create a detailed improvement plan, how can they do this?
Well, there's no doubt that records management is big and it's complex, but we have to start somewhere. So Iron Mountain uses a framework to help organizations like your agencies, cut through the complexities of records and information management. And it's a fairly simple formula. It starts with knowing what you have, your inventory, and that's paper or electronic. Knowing what needs to be done with it, that's your policy, and knowing how to do it, and that's the process and technology aspect of the equation. And once we've got all of those three pieces put together, we can unify across paper and electronic and really get to where we can accomplish the proper management of records. You know, both your permanent records and your temporary records. They all need to be part of this framework. And this also works regardless of how mature your program may be. Some of you may be farther along. You've got a strategy that's well-defined and you're working with it. But others may not. Others may still be very much a paper-based agency. Others are farther along with electronic records. But I think it's good to stop and consider those three elements regardless of where you are in that model. So know what you have, know what needs to be done, and then know how to do it.
Great, thank you. So can you share with us what a successful records management roadmap would look like? What are some of the key steps along the way?
Surely. We've talked a lot, I think, already about some of the steps that should help your agency move forward with records management. But here we go with some more. So first, decide on staffing and governance. It's important to identify who's ultimately responsible for information within your agency. So I think, again, the directive is telling all of the agencies to do that by appointing, in effect, that senior agency official who needs to be the champion and advocate and be able to not only manage up, but also manage down. Next, we've got to understand and organize around your agency's information priorities. So, you know, this involves looking at the kinds of records that are created, received, maintained, those that are temporary, those that are permanent within your agency, and really assess your biggest risks. You know, the kinds of records that may be more needed for FOIA requests or litigation requests, they may need to be prioritized a little bit more than other records that just don't have those sorts of heavy needs. So taking a look at your organization, understanding it, and then prioritizing where you need to start, and that's all part of your strategy as well. So once you've tackled those two items, then the third step is really getting together and creating that strategy, making sure that records management is strategic within your agency, that it's collaborative, that you've got all the right business partners engaged, again, legal, IT, FOIA, compliance, any other key stakeholders, so that you can build out that roadmap and get everyone involved and make sure that everyone knows that it's a joint responsibility. The next step is to think about change management. You know, as you're working through the plan to move more to a digital environment, imaging is involved, making sure that we can classify records properly and make sure that they're secured properly. We really need to bring our employees along with us. And again, early and often is good. Get them prepared for change. And then really allocate as much resources as you can to teaching them about the key elements, about retention and disaster recovery and information access and, you know, the differences between managing electronic records and paper records. And I think continually communicating these kinds of aspects of the program way beyond the initial launch and implementation. And then the final step, again, is setting up those regular audits for accountability. You know, perhaps you do internal audits. You might be in a position where the OMB is involved in auditing some of your programs, but it really does make sense to promote this accountability through audit.
Okay, and what, if anything else, should government organizations consider as they look ahead to the next levels of records management?
So as agencies look ahead, and in light of the memorandum and now the directive, a big portion of time is going to be spent on really understanding electronic records, where they exist in your agency, how they're currently managed, and what it's going to take to make sure that an electronic record that's a permanent electronic record stays in that format, doesn't need to be copied to paper and sent off to NARA, but it has to be able to be retained permanently as an electronic record. Same with email. We've got to determine how we're managing email, both temporary and permanent emails. So electronic records are going to be a big part of, I think, most of the conversations going forward. Some aspects of that will be cloud computing. There are already some agencies that do put email into the cloud. But there's a lot to understand about the cloud, private cloud, public cloud, privacy concerns. You're making sure that there's a definite wall between someone else's data and your data. So cloud is a big part of the future. Big data is also part of the future. We know that there are petabytes and petabytes of data that contain potentially useful information if it's mined correctly. And that information can be used to help find bad characters, to help citizens get better services from the government. So we're going to be learning more about big data as we go forward, along with challenges with big data. You know, we've got some retention requirements that say after a certain period of time, you can get rid of a particular record. But if we really do want to make sure we've got enough legacy data around for the big data to be effective, there may be some conflicts going forward. So that's something that we need to look forward to as we move through the near future. We know social media is a big part of our lives and will continue to be so. And I think it is even more so for the government because it really is an effective way to connect with the public. But it needs to be managed. It may need to be archived. We've got to go back to the fundamental concept that we've got to really pay attention to content over format. So I think agencies are going to have to think about how to collect, identify, make permanent tweets, postings on Facebook, YouTube clips. We've got to make sure that we're not just thinking about Word documents or PDF documents, but you know the whole universe of electronic records will come in under the directive. I think another topic is legacy file cleanup as well. You know, we know we have permanent records that are truly part of our history and need to be maintained, preserved, and put away for future use. But we also know that within agencies, like in any private business, there are just records of the business. So we'll call those temporary. And most likely we've been sitting on those and collecting those for years now. And I know in the private sector, it just costs too much money. And there's a lot of risk in keeping records beyond their time when it comes to litigation. So in order to contain both of those risks, there are going to be more opportunities to look through legacy data, regardless of where it sits, whether it's in email or in a file share, and really start sorting through what's a record, what's not. And then if it is a record, how long do we need to keep it based on our records retention schedules? So that's a trend, and I think that that will become a necessary part of our futures as well. So in closing, I just want to let you know that there's a lot to be done, but certainly Iron Mountain can help agencies meet all of these challenges through consulting services and/or solutions.
Excellent. Sue, thank you for your time. For more information about how Iron Mountain Government Services can help agencies comply with the President's Memorandum on Managing Government Information, please contact Iron Mountain at 1-888-418-IRON. That's 1-888-418-4766. Or go to imgsfeedback@ironmountain.com. Thank you for joining us today.